Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, you will know if you were listening in yesterday. This week is National Palliative Care Week. It is a week where we try to raise awareness to increase understanding of the many benefits of palliative care. And this year, the tagline is, "It's your right." Now, we're continuing our series that we'll be doing all week this morning with Dr. Siva Subramaniam. He's a specialist physician in palliative care at GV Health, and Annette Cudmore, palliative care clinical nurse consultant, also from GV Health. Good morning, Siva and Annette.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you very much for your time this morning. We might start with you, Siva. Can you tell us, you're obviously very passionate about this area. What has drawn you to work in palliative care? And maybe if you can explain in your own words what palliative care is to you.
I started as a physician in many different fields, including emergency medicine, intensive care, and then oncology. During my journeys, I got exposed to palliative care as a looking after patients who were supposed to be getting better, but they didn't. And I didn't know what to do. So as a clinician, you really struggle with patients who end up needing support in their end-of-life situations. And I found a group of clinicians who are very skilled in managing this and making this time much more comfortable for the patient, and also they were managing the support for the family and also the other physicians and clinicians looking after. So I did 6 months there, and I never went back to other fields after that. That's how I ended up doing palliative care almost about 16 years now.
And what about yourself, Annette? You've been involved in palliative care for a long time.
I think my journey into palliative care started way back at the Austin Hospital when I was the unit manager on one of the big, busy surgical wards. And one of my senior consultants was trying to operate on a 94-year-old with gastric cancer and doing a big operation. And he said, tapped her on the knee and said, "You'll just be in intensive care for a few days." And we had a lengthy conversation with the family and the patient after that, and they decided that they didn't want that operation and they were going to take her home and look after her and enjoy the time that they had with her at home. And I suppose my consultant, the senior consultant at that stage, said to me, "You're the only person that can convince my patients not to have surgery." And that was where my journey began, and I moved up here to Shepparton in 1986, well, actually a year before, with two young children, and started with the community team, Goulburn Valley Hospice Care, there, and have been working in and out of palliative care across many streams since then.
What does palliative care mean to you?
I think palliative care is a real journey with people. Unfortunately, there's still a concept that we're just about end-of-life care, and the growth that I've seen in palliative care is that we are involved much earlier in people's illness trajectory. Often we discharge people when they are well and managing their symptoms and things like that, and they step in and out of the palliative care journey. So it is about... I said to someone the other day, I said, it's like helping people on a road trip. We work out what they need to pack, and then sometimes we unpack stuff, and then we might help them repack things and events that have happened in their life, what they need to live well, but also what they need to die well.
What attracts you to this kind of work? Because some people would think, no, it's too sad, it's too hard.
Yeah. It's an absolute privilege to support people at this difficult time in their life. People, when they're given a diagnosis of a life-limiting illness or an illness that we can't cure, there's so much grief, there's so much sadness, and there's also so many questions. And so to be able to support people and help them through understanding what is happening and what may happen into the future is just absolutely hugely a privilege. And I've had some fabulous experiences with families and patients.
Dr. Siva, can you explain the sort of palliative care services that are offered at GV Health?
We do inpatient service, and also we have specialist consulting service. So we go out and see patients in other wards, including intensive care, emergency department, general medicine. So we see patients in surgical wards. And we do outpatients clinics, so patients come in just to see us in the outpatient setting. And on top of all of these things, we do lots of teaching and training for other professionals, including medical students and nursing staff and other professionals who are physios and things like that.
If you're talking about choices around life-limiting illnesses, how do you break down those taboos so that you can have these conversations?
I think whether we like it or not, end-of-life care or death is part of what's happening to everyone. In fact, it's been hidden from most of the medical fields, and we try and skirt around the topic for long enough, and then it comes as a surprise to everyone. So as clinicians, we start to go out and teach medical students level to say that be open and communicate well with the families and patients from day one.
So you're part of this education process with Melbourne University?
Yes, yeah.
So what do you tell young student doctors about how they can handle palliative care?
I think we have regular sessions with undergraduate students, and they really enjoy being part of the palliative care team. They can shadow us and they get some lectures, and they get to see patients in their end-of-life care. And in fact, they say they have much more learning by looking after patients in end stage rather than doing every other field.
I guess a question to both of you, are our local palliative care services adequate? I mean, look, we always want more money for health. But, you know, what kind of a situation are we in at the moment? Because we are hearing, you know, I don't even know if we can say post-pandemic, but you know what I mean, the phase of the pandemic we're in now, that there's a real massive draw on resources at the moment.
I think staffing-wise, we are functioning probably one-third of what is recommended by Palliative Care Victoria. And the population in Shepparton and also in Goulburn region is elderly, and we have to travel distance to see two patients in a half a day. So we have lots of other factors factored into top of what's recommended staffing. Certainly we are not in the level where we should be, and there are funding available. We keep trying, and it's much better than 5 years ago, and we are getting there.
Annette, you mentioned that you've had some amazing experiences. Could you maybe share one of those with us?
I think one of the experiences that's stayed with me for many years was a gentleman out in Dookie. And he was a farmer, and he had four daughters and a wife, and there were three nurses in amongst that family. And he's greatest desire was to remain at home on the farm, and he struggled in the last 24 to 48 hours of his journey. We'd had him on our books with us for about 6 months, and I was on call that weekend and spent a lot of time out there ensuring that he was comfortable and relieving symptoms. And he had a beautiful border collie dog, and the dog was on the bed, and he passed away peacefully at about 4:30 in the morning. And we opened the windows, they had these beautiful folding French windows, and we opened the windows, had some lovely music on, and looking over the canola fields as the sun rose. And for me, and that happened probably about 15 years ago, but that experience stayed with me for a lifetime, basically.
Is that what palliative care is all about? It's essentially a good death, isn't it?
Mm. And I think in amongst that, not only a good death, it's around connection. It's around connection and support. And sometimes we may not achieve everything in a good death, but if we've got that connection and we're there and present with people, we can support them through whatever comes.
Siva, how do people access palliative care at GV Health? Is it just something that they're offered if they're in that situation, or is it something that they have to initiate?
It's both ways. It's most of the time clinicians recognize and they refer the patient to us, and sometimes patient and family want to access palliative care, they ask the clinicians. So it's very much like open referral.
And are you in a position to, I mean, it sounds like from what you're saying, Annette, you are in a position to offer a lot of support to families, not just the patient.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think the big thing to remember with our service as a consultancy service, we're that second level, especially out in the community. So all our patients have the support of their direct community teams, and we may step in and out to support where there's more complexity. And that may be around psychosocial and spiritual or cultural issues rather than just physical. We kind of sometimes get caught up on just the physical side. And I think for palliative care, we encompass the whole patient and family wishes and need to be responsive to what their needs are.
So if people want to know more about palliative care at GV Health, can they contact your team?
Yeah, it is on the website, and also they can contact our team through the switchboard. And we have an admin
through
officer.
Through the what, sorry?
Switchboard in hospital. Hospital phone number, but we have Monday to Friday service rather than a weekend.
Okay. How does that go for people who need help on the weekends?
Oh, that's very tricky, and we're working to get the weekend support. The weekend we can access the support through St. Vincent's. We have on-call support, but it's not face-to-face. We don't have enough resources for 7-day service yet.
Mm. Well, let's hope that can be addressed at some time in the future. Well, I'm sure, sorry, we were going to say something.
Yeah. I think one of the other big gaps for our region is having an inpatient, dedicated inpatient unit and beds. We are funded at Goulburn Valley Health with 6 beds, with one of those being out at the Tatura campus. Having a dedicated inpatient unit and a dedicated 24-hour service would be the key.
Well, you've got a new local federal member, and we've got a state election coming up at the end of the year, so maybe you can rattle some cages. It's a tough one, isn't it? Because everybody wants more in health. There's no limit really, isn't there? Because you can always improve. We can always improve our health services. Well, thank you very much for your time. We've only scratched the surface here this morning, I realise, but, you know, perhaps if there are people out there listening who are facing this or have family members facing this, it just breaks down a few of those barriers for them. So I really do appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Siva Subramaniam, Specialist Physician in Palliative Care, and Annette Cudmore, Palliative Care Clinical Nurse Consultant. Thank you very much, Siva and Annette.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over 2 decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? Tangama Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Craig Stott
from 1FM's Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.